I said, yes, and whose province would all the little heirs be? I gave in the finish, only I said it had to be on the small side. I didn't want one of those great lolloping lamppost-smelling articles. And we never got one either. It was the growing mushrooms in the cellar saga all over again. He never got round to it. A kiddie had solved all that. Getting mad ideas. Like the fretwork, making toys and forts and whatnot. No end of money he was going to make. Then there was phantom allotment. Oh, he was going to be coming home with leeks and spring cabbage and I don't know what. We can be self-sufficient in the vegetable department, Doris. Never materialised. I was glad. It have meant muck somehow. Hello. Somebody coming. Salvation. Young lad. Hello. Hello. The cheeky monkey spending a penny. Hey. Hey, get out. Go on. Clear off, you little demon. Would you credit it? Inside our gate, broad daylight. The place'll stink. He wouldn't have known what to do anyway. Only a kiddie. The policeman comes past now and again. If I can catch him. Maybe the door's a better bet. If I get there, I can open it and wait while someone comes past. Oh, this must be what they give them frames for. This is where we had the pram. You couldn't get past for it. Proper prams then, springs and hoods. Big wheels. More like cars than prams. Not these fold-up jobs. You were proud of your pram. Wilfred spotted it in the Evening Post. I said, don't let's jump the gun, Wilfred. He said, at that price, Doris, this is the chance of a lifetime.